again, it never fails. The enemy will try to hide details, but I have in me a tenacious hold upon the one who made this possible. From knowing he's always there, I'm living a dream with utopian themes. With my whole heart, I'll always declare,
you know, one of the things that Greta sang in that song that I find so interesting when she gave him control, that's when she began to really experience her joy. That almost sounds counterintuitive to a lot of us Homo sapiens, that we give up control and experience more joy. I tell you what, I have definitely found that the more control I give to the one who created me, the more joy and the more peace I experience. But since she's talking about joy, that's the name of the song, I've Got Joy, I can tell you, that's been my experience. The more control I give to him, and it's taking some practice and taking some time. I have to make it a point. I got to think about it consciously, because it's not natural for human beings to just give control to the one who created us. Now, there are a whole lot of folks who give control to other people. But give that control to God, to the one who created all the people? Doesn't come natural, doesn't come easily. But the more we do it, the easier it gets. And that's good, because I tell you, when you're talking about this whole business of dealing with some of the madness that goes on in life, it sure helps to be able to experience joy. And that's one of the things that we did not talk about when we mentioned this whole business of going about the business of deliberately being happy. And I know, you know, we make a distinction between happiness and joy. But sometimes we can find that we can experience one a little bit better if we can also experience the other. Although, and sometimes in all honesty, they're defined very, very similarly. But generally speaking, you know, we get down to the brass tacks, people will define joy as that experience that we have only as a result of having an intimate connection with the one who created us all. Whereas happiness is often defined as that experience that we have that comes as a result of external pleasures, external stuff outside of ourself, like a new car, a new house, new clothes, our salaries, the jobs themselves. These are things outside of us. They're not literally in us. Whereas with joy, you're talking about having someone inside you, living inside you, through the Spirit, who can empower us to experience joy at times when it would seem impossible to experience joy, happiness, a positive mood, an uplifted mood. An inspired mood. Wow, how are you able to be up with all this going on in your life? Joy from within, given by the Master. So that's one of the ways that we can be happy on purpose, by developing a lifestyle of drawing closer and closer and closer to our Creator, no matter what. Making sure that we remember to look forward to the day when we will be in His presence, and the day that eventually all drama will be removed from those, from the lives of those who love God. And it does take some effort to practice looking forward. And if you don't believe it, think about the many, many people who look right now at what's going on right now, where they're standing right now, what's going on right now, and get really, really down. They're not looking forward to what's to come so that they still have hope. All right, so that's that. Now, let's take a look. We're going to sum up what we talked about previously when it comes to these other steps that we can take in order to be happy on purpose. And I want to sum it up today, because I know we really spread this out over a number of weeks. We took our time, looked into it, made it easy for us to digest, and now just to wrap it up, to seal it, we're going to sum it all up. All right, so here we go. And again, Help God is the one who's providing the info for us. And let's make a commitment. I mean, truly commit to doing this. Taking steps to be happy on purpose. All right. One of the things we can do is give sincere thanks to other people. We can keep a gratitude journal. We can make it a habit of counting our blessings. In addition to keeping a gratitude journal, we can write a letter of gratitude. You know, your journal is going to be primarily for your eyes. But if you write a letter of gratitude, that's going to be primarily for someone else's eyes. Right? And so we can find a positive and a negative event from our past. No matter how painful it was, really, really think about it. And we're not trying to say that we're trying to find a way to convince ourselves that the painful situation itself was positive. No. Did something take place after the painful event? Did something come out of the painful event that was positive? Focus on that good. All of that is how we cultivate an attitude of gratitude. And so that's job one. That's one of the things, not saying that we're listing these in order of importance, not that. We're just naming them. And that's the first one we discussed, cultivating an attitude of gratitude. We also talked about nurturing and enjoying our relationships. Nurturing and enjoying our relationships. So make a conscious effort to stay connected. Invest in quality time with the people you care about. Remember what I've shared with you a number of times, off and on over the years. When it comes to relationships, quality ties in directly with quantity. You've got to spend ample time with the people you care about in order for the time to truly be quality time. Also, offer sincere compliments. And then you might want to consider seeking out happy people, because research shows that happiness is contagious. And take delight in the good fortune of others. How often have you gotten a kick out of it when someone you know was able to buy a new home? Whether new means they got out of an apartment and it was their first home, whether existing or brand new, or whether they moved out of an older, smaller home into a bigger, brand new home. Whatever the situation was, maybe they're just now graduating from college and they're moving into their first apartment. You just get a kick out of other people's good fortune. Here's another major step to take. Allow ourselves to live in the moment and savor life's pleasures. You know, too often it's too easy for us to get bogged down in the negative. Let's savor life's pleasures. When they come up, pleasurable moments come up, good, clean, pleasant moments, let's focus on those. Meditate. That's an important one. Pay attention to your eating. You know, we talked about savoring those pleasant moments. How about those times when a meal is an especially good one and you really take your time to notice the flavors of each food item? You take your time to really notice the flavor of the beverage, whether it's Kool-Aid, sweet tea, fresh squeezed lemonade. You really take your time to notice those flavors that are bringing happiness to your taste buds. Yeah, savor those moments. When we come back, I'll give you a few more, just a couple more major steps that we take to be happy on purpose. And of course, Greta Manning is helping us with that whole concept right now. Enjoy listening to her. We'll be back in just a few.